Hot Business on Hot 102.7 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. Business confidence in South Africa has taken another knock. According to the very latest RMB BER Business Confidence Index, sentiment among business leaders dropping to 40 in the second quarter. That's down from 45 in Q1, the fall reflecting deepening concerns over South Africa's strained trade ties with the United States, obviously ongoing logistical nightmares, and a degree of domestic political uncertainty. So wholesale trade was the only bright spot, while construction, manufacturing and motor dealing all slumping. I'm in conversation now with Kebetswe Mojapelo, macroeconomist at RMB. Let's take a look at the findings and maybe what they signal for South Africa's broader economic outlook. Kebetswe, welcome and thank you very much indeed. So the index is down despite a recovery in equity markets. So my question to you, doesn't that suggest maybe that the business sector is reacting more to sentiment than to fundamentals?
Yes, so Jeremy, you're quite right. I mean, business does react to sentiment. If you go to the teachings of John Maynard Keynes, we talk about animal spirits. It's not only fundamentals really that drive activity in the economy. It's sentiments. It's how people feel about business conditions. And what this current survey is saying is that we're looking at a picture where there's a lot of uncertainty. We haven't really fixed a lot of our structural impediments. And so very difficult for them to look at the current business conditions as being conducive to really lift up operations and put more money in investment. And you saw with the GDP number as well, private investment came about minus 4.5% quarter on quarter. This really reflected the uncertainty in the environment that we've been in. And you see it in consumers as well. When there's high uncertainty, people are reluctant to actually do spending, to actually increase their investment. And there's a pullback in all agents, business and consumers.
Let me push you a little bit on logistics, which is a key issue. But we also know the problems at Transnet have been ongoing for years now. Surely at this stage, business would have already adapted and factored that in.
I mean, business is trying to adapt. If you look at freight transportation in the country, the last StatsSA data showed that almost 82% of freight payload is by road and the rest is rail. So you're seeing this investment in road infrastructure, so basically trucks. But at the same time, there are some goods, or rather some minerals as well, that cannot really be taken by road. And even in the past, it has always been dependent on rail, some manufacturing input goods that should be taken directly from the ports to the manufacturing plants using rail. So those are also slowing down their momentum. And although Transnet is doing a lot of work, I mean, just this morning, they announced that they had a very successful RFI and around 11,000 site visits, portal site visits, were experienced from Transnet, with private sector trying to really get into this government initiative to introduce a lot of these PPP projects to try and circumvent this project. So this comes from hot off the heels of Operation Vulindlela Phase 2.
How do you interpret the fact that retail and motor trade confidence has dropped despite relatively healthy consumer indicators? Is this maybe a deeper warning about household resilience?
Exactly. You're quite right. Look at consumers were really the engine that we thought would propel growth this year. The tailwinds were there getting into 2025. We had the two-pot injection. We envisaged three interest rate cuts, inflation remaining muted. And if you look at all those factors, now what we're seeing is we had a pause in monetary policy cuts. We're looking at an uncertain July monetary policy meeting, likely to still get another cut in the second half. Mm. But then you look at the other stuff. Two-pot, we're not going to see the $43 billion that we saw in the fourth quarter last year, roughly around $10 billion for the whole year. And if you look at the only supportive thing is inflation, it does provide that buying power advantage for consumers. But at the moment, they are also uncertain. People will not be making purchases of durable goods, your vehicles, your housing, if they don't know where interest rates are going, where the economy is going.
I think the most worrying number out of your survey is building contractor confidence, which, if I read it correctly, is now at a 3-year low. And it suggests surely that the infrastructure promises that are being made by government time and time again are simply not translating into actual work on the ground.
That is very worrying. And this is where structural reform acceleration is important. This is where we see Operation Vulindlela under the GNU being a bit more accelerated. And more importantly as well, if you look at the residential side of things, the interest rate cuts have not been as deep as maybe the consumers would want them to be. From the demand side, mortgage rates are still quite elevated. And then you also look at on the supply side. Contractors have always been finding it difficult in the last couple of years. There's that element of criminality with the construction mafia as well. And this is also reflected in investment. There's a bit of a sluggishness to say, is it really a good environment for us to also put investment and get construction up?
Let me ask you about manufacturing. The confidence level, I think, remains stuck at 33. So is this exactly the same as construction, that we're facing a structural decline here and that there's a lack of specific policy that might reverse the trend?
I mean, with manufacturing, there's that structural side that is holding it back. The bottlenecks really well known around logistics. But manufacturing is also really hindered by uncertainty. If you don't know anything around the global trade policies that will transpire, you won't increase production not knowing if they will be impacted by tariffs. Locally, if you don't know the policy direction, given the period that the survey was done and how all those dynamics were glued together, it was very difficult for manufacturers as well to really say they're going to ramp up production. So manufacturers are really stuck in a place where we don't know much around the external environment. It is slowing down global growth. It's slowing down domestic growth as well. So production does tend to then stall. And you see it in these numbers. They're just expressing what they're seeing out there.
Let me ask you one last question. The report downplaying the VAT controversy as well as previous political tensions over the GNU. And I'm not sure if we should be alarmed or gratified that instability like this is actually being priced in by business.
Yeah, I think at the same time, they did sort of express that, because much of the respondents did come in very early. The survey was done between 7 May and 29th. So you do have some respondents who then, prior to budget, everyone was still really on the heels of the fact that you've had two budgets. Its third one should be passing, right? But there was a lot of positives. If you remember the headlines coming out between that period around how the budget process was working, there was inclusion amongst the GNU. There was better cooperation. So it put a lot of people at ease.
I'm going to leave it there with my thanks. That's Kabetswe Mojapelo, macroeconomist at RMB. I do appreciate your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.